The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start by His name, the Creator Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And the topic of this episode is the effect of dua of peace of mind. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Friday, the 7th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book and bless this moment by listening to verses 55 and 56 of chapter Al-A'raf.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إنه لا يحب المعتدين.
Call upon your Lord in humility and privately. Indeed, He does not like transgressors.
ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين.
And cause not corruption upon the earth after its reformation, and invoke him in fear and aspiration. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is near to the doers of good.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Through clear reasons, it is only Allah who is deserved of being worshipped. Next to that, in this verse, the Quran instructs that supplication and calling to Him, which is the soul and essence of worship, should be performed before Allah. This instruction in the verse, which says to call on the Lord secretly, is for that this action may be performed far from any dissimulation so that it becomes nearer to sincerity. It must be done with concentration of contemplation and attention. Remember, we have spoken about the effect of dua of peace of mind till this episode, and now we continue. Dua means invocation, to call out, and is an act of supplication, meaning asking or being for something earnestly and humbly. For Muslims, it is an act of worship in which we ask Allah for His forgiveness and mercy, to grant us His favors and answer our requests. Dua is one of the most important tools handed by Allah and humanity, an immensely personal means for us to communicate and connect with the Almighty. A dua is our conversation with our Creator, the relay of our thoughts and words to Him. We can use any words, ask for anything, for good in this life and the hereafter. We can ask for ourselves, our friends, families, strangers, those in need, for the Ummah and humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the role of dua in mental and physical health. The fourth effect of supplication is hope and vitality. Anyone who wants to face life's challenges with a cheerful in spirit and high morale and continue their life with hope and confidence must resort to supplication. Supplication to God gives hope and strength to a person. They feel that they are relying on a secure sanctuary, thus feeling a sense of joy and capability. If the connection with that source of greatness and mercy is severed, feelings of loneliness and anxiety arise, leading to mental illness. Many psychologists and psychoanalysts have pointed to this reality, considering faith in God as the basis and foundation for the prevention and treatment of mental illness. The fifth effect of supplication is cultivation of mental focus. Mental anxiety and psychological tensions are deadly diseases that threaten contemporary humanity. Psychoanalysts and scientists try to find ways to reduce the mental burden of humans and give rest to their minds and spirit, saving them from psychological changes. Controlling these mental scatterings and internal tensions is the first condition for achieving genius, insight, and understanding of issues. For this reason, places intended for study and research are designed to be the calmest, most pleasant, and most delightful places to facilitate mental concentration and relieve anxiety. If worship and prayer are performed within internal and external conditions, they not only focus the mind but also illuminate and purify the inner self. If a person has fully understood the presence of the heart and attention in prayer, they can focus all their mental faculties on one thing at the moment, and that is their Lord.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
And dua is good tools for increasing love between Muslims. Our religion has the most beautiful greeting, Assalamu alaikum, or peace be upon you. The act of greeting another Muslim is a dua in itself. It's also an easy way to increase the love we have for each other. By him, in whose hand is my life, you will not enter Jannah until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. Shall I inform you of something which, if you do, you will love one another? Promote greetings or salam amongst yourselves. That was from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. We should strive to increase our salam to our fellow Muslims. Now, dua to remove sadness from heart. Sadness can often weigh down our heart, making it difficult to experience joy and contentment. A profound dua to remove sadness is, O Lord, I am your slave, your servant, and the son of your servant, and the son of your maidservant. My forelock is in your hand. Your command over me is forever executed, and you and your decree over me is just. This dua derived from the hadith reflects total submission to Allah's will, seeking His aid in alleviating sadness.
The Imam says, if you really want to make a valid dua that's going to be answered by Allah and it's beneficial for you, say, oh Allah, don't give me a trial that will make me lose my deen, that will make me lose my akhlaq. That trial, please, protect me from it. But try me. I understand that I have to be tried. And give me the strength to face these challenges of life. But we expect Allah, no, not to try us, to give us the answers. Like the person who's in the exam hall, hey professor, where are you? Wait. Finish your exam, and then your school will help you, your professor will help you, you'll get your residency, you'll pay off your loans. Just be patient. Go through the trial and you'll see the results. For the next 50 years of your life, you'll get paid well. Allah saying, wait, be patient. I have answered your dua, but you'll see the full effect on the day of judgment. Be patient. And over there, you're in greater need. That's another very important aspect of dua to consider. The third aspect of dua in this discussion, as we are trying to find out how is dua beneficial, and why is it that there's no guarantee for me that Allah will answer my dua, is that Allah always wants to keep His servant between al-khawf wal-raja, between fear and hope. Allah doesn't say to the sinful person, hey, you're sinful, your dua is not going to be accepted. No, Allah wants you to have hope. Even the sinful one, Allah says, you should have hope. I might forgive you. I might answer your dua. Never stop. Don't say now that there's no guarantee for my dua to be answered. Why should I bother? No, bother. Allah might answer you. And for those people who are in a good state, right? Those people who, let's say, who are not sinful, they're on the path of truth. Why should I do dua? Alhamdulillah, I'm good. My deen is good. My family is good. My financial status is good. Why should I supplicate? Allah says, no, supplicate. You never know what happens. Maybe that will be taken away from you. Keep supplicating. So Allah always wants you between hope and fear. Between hope and fear. Because that's how the believer is disciplined. On the one hand, he fears the consequences of his sins. On the other hand, he doesn't feel too safe. Yes, I have iman right now, alhamdulillah, but don't feel too comfortable. Shaitan can make you slip in an instant. Always be between hope and fear. Never lose hope, but always fear the consequences of your sins.
That was all for this episode of today's special. We were speaking about dua. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer, I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, here is a beautiful maxim from the Holy Prophet's 10th infallible heir, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him. Buffoonery is the amusement of the fool and the action of the ignorant. Thank you. take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about extremism and why extremism is prohibited for the Shia. As you know, extremism or ghuluv is a problem which is very prevalent in amongst the Shia in particular, but also amongst a lot of, you know, Muslims and as well as a lot of the followers of all religions. Extremism, this stems from, you know, a lot of the virtues which have been narrated regarding, you know, the Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or the Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha, or, you know, the other prophets, you know, the virtues that have been related regarding them. Sometimes human beings have a tendency to exaggerate and to ascribe properties to these great people that, you know, that they didn't have. And actually properties that are, you know, exclusively belong to God. Like, for example, they might say that, you know, these beings were beings who created the universe, or that they should be worshipped, and so on and so forth. Right? These are incorrect, these kind of beliefs, and they should be eradicated and eliminated from our faith. You know, these are actually very haram and prohibited. In this connection, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam said the following: O community of the Shia, meaning the Shia of the household of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, be like the middle saddle cushion on which the extremist who has slid forward falls back, and with which the follower who is yet to come catches up. You know, it's been narrated from Imam Ali that he said, Halaka fiyya rajulan, two men were destroyed on my account. The first is the person who became angry at me, mubghizun qal, and said unbecoming things regarding me, and mufritun ghal. The other is the person who went to an extreme. The other is the person who went to an extreme and said things about me that were untrue. Right. So in continuation, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said the following: Upon hearing this, a man called Sa'd from amongst the Ansar asked him, "May I be your ransom? Who is an extremist?" He replied, the Imam replied, "They are a group of people who say such things about us that we do not say about ourselves. Neither are these people from amongst us, nor do we associate ourselves with them." Then the man asked, "Who is the follower that is yet to come?" He replied, "The one who is searching for good and wants it, and who will eventually attain it and be rewarded for it." Right? So we should try, not only should we avoid extremism and ghulu, we should also assist those who have become afflicted with this problem and try to bring them back towards a moderate belief. And also the people who are on the opposite end of the spectrum and do not believe in the virtues of the imams, the true virtues, we should also assist them and try to make them understand the virtues that the imams themselves have stated regarding themselves. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of extremism for the Shia in the words of Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really, really glad to have Brother Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, and Ali Nasir with me. Assalamu alaikum and welcome everyone.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Hassan, how is it going?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad?
Fine, sir.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Sevier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
So let's get started. And let's listen to the recitation of Ayah 142 today. That's our main topic. We will listen to the recitation, we'll practice the tajweed rules, and we will learn about this Ayah. Ready, guys?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, Ayah 142, Surah Al-An'am, page 146. So, Let's listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa min al-an'ami hamulatan wa farsha. Kulu mimma razaqakumullah wa la tattabi'u khutuwatish shaytan. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Let's see what Allah Almighty says, and let's see how can we read this ayah correctly with tajweed words. Okay? Okay?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ali Nasir is going to recite this ayah. A'udhu billah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Nice one, mashallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Good.
ومن الأنعام حمولة وفرشا.
أحسن. ومن الأنعام
حمولة.
حمولة وفرشا. Why?
He made a mistake intentionally.
Intentionally.
Yes, intentionally.
Just to let us know.
Yes.
Good excuse. وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ حَمُولَةً وَفَرْشًا. Allah Almighty says, look, in the previous ayah, Allah Almighty said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ جَنَّاتٍ. It's Allah Almighty who produces gardens, okay? And also here, Allah Almighty says, وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ. Allah Almighty has created, okay, from the animals, from the cattle, okay? Some of them are for burden, and some of them are for slaughter, for example. Look, you can use horses, you can use camels, okay? For what? For your?
Loads.
Loads, yes?
Yeah.
You can use donkey, okay? And for example, the sheep, the cow, you can use them to slaughter them, to eat them, okay? Look, Allah Almighty tells beautiful things in this ayah. Allah Almighty mentions about these halal animals. Look, we have haram animals, we have...
Halal animals.
So overall, cows, sheep, and camels. What? Cows.
Sheep
and
camels.
They are eatable. They are halal. Halal, okay? Donkeys and horses, okay? Donkeys, horses, they are makruh. They are halal, but they are makruh, okay? So, sheep, cows, camels, buffaloes, goats, and like, for example, the deer, okay? The antelope, they are halal to eat, okay? All right?
Yes.
So these are from the animals, so they are halal, okay? Domestic animals and wild animals. But the rest of them, those who are like really wild, okay? They are haram to eat. These are the halal animals, okay? Some of them are only used for slaughtering, like for eating, okay? That's what they are created for. Allah Almighty says in the Quran, وَخَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah Almighty has created everything on the earth for you, okay?
For
everything
humans?
Is halal except those things that Allah Almighty has made them haram.
So you means humans?
Yeah, human beings.
Yes.
Okay? Because we are the best of creations. Okay?
Yes.
Maybe we do a lot of... Of course, we do a lot of bad things, but still we are the best of the creation.
The best creation.
Okay. Allah Almighty has blessed us.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 verses every day.
So, وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ حَمُولَةً. Make sure you merge the sound. حَمُولَةً وَفَرْش فَرْ
تَفْخِيمُ
تَفْخِيمُ تَفْخِيمُ وَفَرْشَ. Hassan, Ali Nasser just made a pause here. Is he allowed to do that?
Yes.
All right. Why?
Because it's stopping sound Jim.
Ah, Jim tells us
it's,
that.
It's says that it's optional to stop or to continue.
Mm, nice one. Okay. Kulu, read it. Ali Nasser.
Yes. كُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ.
So Allah says, eat of what Allah Almighty has provided you and made halal for you, and do not follow in Satan's footsteps. Look, some of the animals are haram, like pork, dog. This is haram, okay?
Yes.
So we don't have to eat them. Allah Almighty has not made them halal. Yes. But the rest of the animals, like for example, the animals that I named, okay, they are halal.
Yeah.
Lion, tiger, rhinos, they are not halal. Elephants, they are not halal. So we don't have to eat.
Yes.
If we go in, if we kind of, we are tempted to eat them, it's shaitan tempting us, okay, to eat them, doing haram things. So, kulu mimma, make sure you have an extension on mim. Mimma. It's minma, but it's merged mimma. Ra, ra, za, qa. A, a, a. Heavy sounds, okay? And light sounds. Make sure. Ra, za, qa, kumullahu. The word Allah is pronounced heavily. Wa la tattabi'u. Khutuwat. Khutu-tu-ta. Pronounce it heavily. Khutuwati shaytan. Read the next part.
إنه لكم عدو مبين.
أحسن. He is indeed, Shaytan is indeed your manifest enemy. It's your enemy. So إنه, make sure you have an extension on noon, and who has a wow after it. لكم عدو مبين. You merge them. Yes, Fawad?
Yes.
What is the rule called?
إدغام.
The rule إدغام. Merging. عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. You can extend at the end. I will recite this ayah once. Listen and repeat. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ومن الأنعام حمولة وفرشا.
ومن الأنعام حمولة وفرشا.
كلوا مما رزقكم الله ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان.
كلوا مما رزقكم الله ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان.
إنه لكم عدو مبين.
إنه لكم عدو مبين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
هذا القرآن يوحي يرشدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Ahsan, thank you so much. Allah bless you, brothers and sisters. That was all from us for today. See you in the next session. Thanks for being with IRIB English Radio. Hassan, Adi Nasir, and Fawad. Thank you so much for being with us. See you. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the Redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to another session of The Last Savior. In this program, we discuss about Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and we try to get the most updated information about Imam of our time from our experts. And today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we have been discussing for quite a few sessions now about the signs of the reappearance of Imam Zama. And we are discussing the heavenly cry. In the previous episode, we talked about the content of this cry, the message of this cry. And now, in the concluding episode, you said about the commands, what we are supposed to be doing at that time. So I would want you to give a gist of those two commands, and we have more in this regard.
Sure. So as you rightly mentioned, we said that we can divide these messages into two parts. Some of them are about some news and information about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, his name, the name of his father and mother, and genealogy and honorific title. And second of all, some narrations refer to some commands mentioned by this heavenly cry addressing all the people.
Right.
Now, the first command is for the people to go to the city of Mecca.
Right.
As I mentioned in the previous session, one narration is mentioned by Huzaifa from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, as saying that, فَالْحَقُوا بِمَكَّةِ. The heavenly cry addressing all the people commands them to go to the city of Mecca to help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who is reappearing in this city. But this narration is weak and also is not mentioned by Shia sources. We said that there is also a narration in Shia sources, and we promised to mention that narration in today's episode. This is from Abu Basir, who quotes Imam Baqir alayhi salam as saying, فَإِذَا نَادَى فَالنَّفِيرُ النَّفِيرُ. So according to this narration, the command to go to the city of Mecca is not a message or a command in the cry itself. Rather, the Imam says that when you hear the heavenly cry, then go, go. Meaning that twice the Imam says an-nafir, referring to the fact that you need to go to the city of Mecca.
All right.
Because the Imam continues to say that فَوَاللَّهِ لَكَأَنِّي أَنْدُرُ إِلَيْهِ بَيْنَ الرُّكْنِ وَالْمَقَامِ. It is, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is as if I'm watching him, the Imam, between Rukn and Maqam, which are around Kaaba. The point about this narration is that when it comes to the chain of the narration, it is not authentic, but we can understand from other narrations that for sure one of the duties of all the Shia, of the followers of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we said that the majority of the people would believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam,
right,
is to help Imam as soon as the Imam is
calling upon them.
He has reappeared. He's now trying to prepare an army. And it might differ from some people to one person to another. For some people, they need to go to the city of Mecca. And for other people, they may remain in their cities to help the Imam. So, depends. In and of itself, the beginning is the step is for the people to go to the city of Mecca to help the Imam.
Right.
But maybe it's not possible to claim that millions of and millions of people should go to that city.
Okay.
It depends on every person's duty and responsibility, the geographical place where he lives, and so on and so forth.
Right.
The second command mentioned by the heavenly cry is to follow the Imam. We know that this heavenly cry is not only for the Shia. All the people will come to this question later, that who are the audience of this heavenly cry. All the people all around the world are the addressees of this call, and all of them, they hear the call. So it's not only for the Shia, for the Muslims. All the people are asked by this heavenly cry to follow Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. For example, one narration reads, فَاتَّبَعُوا, one of the commands mentioned in this heavenly cry is that follow him. So follow him. Kamal al-Din, volume 2, page 60, hadith number 5. Or فَاسْمَعُوا لَهُ وَأَتِعُوا, listen to him and follow him and obey him.
Right. We'll discuss that more after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are with Dr. Karimi talking about the heavenly cry and the commands related to it. Yes, Dr. Karimi.
Having said that, there is a third command or message in the heavenly cry according to some narrations from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, which are mentioned by Nu'mani in his Al-Ghiba, page 275. There are three narrations quoted by Abdullah bin Sanan from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. According to this narration, or these three narrations, one of the commands of this heavenly cry is asking for people to stop killing each other.
Yeah.
Showing that before the uprising of the Imam and his reappearance, many people are involved in fighting each other, in killing each other. So this heavenly cry asks them or commands them to stop fighting each other and killing each other.
Okay.
For example, one narration reads, a caller from the heaven will call out the name of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He will say, Ala innal amra li fulan ibn fulan. Now the amr, the issue, meaning the imamate, the authority, is for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. فَفِيمَ الْقِتَالِ So why you are fighting each other? Why you are killing each other?
Okay.
So this means that one of the other commands of the heavenly cry is for people to stop fighting and killing each other. And the last point regarding the content of this heavenly cry is that according to one narration, we have a heavenly cry addressing Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself. And this is also interesting. So up until now, we quoted the narrations which tell us that the heavenly cry addresses all the people, introducing the Imam, commanding the people to follow the Imam and go to the city of Mecca, stop killing each other. But we have one narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, according to which there is a heavenly cry addressing Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself.
Okay.
So this narration reads, Yunadi bismil qa'im ya fulan ibn fulan qum. This heavenly cry mentions the name of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, says, O so-and-so, son of so-and-so, for example, O Mahdi, son of Imam Haskari alayhi salam, qum, rise.
Okay.
Begin your uprising.
Okay.
This is mentioned in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 287, hadith number 64. And we have similar narrations, for example, some narrations refer to a heavenly cry when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam reappears. Cry says, قُمْ يَا وَلِيَ اللَّهِ فَقْتُ الْأَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ Rise, O friend of God, guardian of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth, فَقْتُ الْأَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ and kill the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these narrations are different from the heavenly cry that we are talking about as one of the definite signs for the Imam.
Reappear.
We have different calls, heavenly cries and calls, some of them addressing Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But the one that is one of the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is addressing the people, as I mentioned, introducing the Imam.
Right.
And second of all, commanding the people to follow the Imam and stop killing each other, and according to some narrations, to go to the city of Mecca.
All right. We'll discuss more with you, Dr. Karimi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are with Dr. Karimi talking about Heavenly Cry. We have discussed a lot of narrations, talking about the content of this cry, talking about the commands for the people when they hear this cry. And now, Dr. Karimi, before we went to break, you said that this cry is addressing people. Now, I want to know, who are the people? Who is the audience hearing this cry?
Again, regarding the audience of this heavenly cry, there are,
difference of opinion?
No, there are a great number of the narrations.
Okay.
Again, referring to the significance of this definite sign. Now, all the narrations agree that all the people of the earth, all the people on the earth, they hear this heavenly cry.
Okay.
And this is mentioned in the narrations with different phrases. For example, according to some narrations, all the people in the east and all the people in the west, meaning all the people on the earth, they will hear the heavenly cry. فَيَسْمَعُ مَنْ بِالْمَشْرِقِ وَمَنْ بِالْمَغْرِبِ All the people in the east and the west will hear the call. وَيَسْمَعُ أَهْلُ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ Or فَيَسْمَعُ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ These are mentioned in four narrations and telling the fact that no one is excluded. All the people will hear the call.
Right.
The other phrase mentioned in the narrations is that أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ All the people or جَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ All the inhabitants of the earth will hear the heavenly call.
Right.
فَيُؤْمِنُ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا سَمِعُوا الصَّوْتَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ The Imam says, the people of the earth, all the inhabitants on the planet earth, they will believe Imam Mahdi alayhi salam when they hear the voice from the heaven.
Heaven.
Or يَسْمَعُهُ جَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. All the people of the earth will hear it. And the other narration reads, يُعْلِنُ بِسْمِهِ. The heavenly call mentions the name of the Imam. وَيَسْمَعُهُ كُلُّ خَالْقِ. All the people will hear the voice. Third group of narrations refer to the fact that not only the people, but rather all the creatures will hear the voice.
Nice.
And this is also interesting, which can be a miracle. We have only one narration regarding this, of course. The Imam says, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, as quoted by Abu Basir, there is no creature created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has a soul, including the animals, that all of them will hear the heavenly cry. Al-Ghiba by Nu'man.
All right, so it's not just human beings. It's
according to this one narration,
all
it's
creatures.
Not only human beings.
Okay.
All creatures, at least those with, a soul,
right.
Even animal soul, they will hear the
heavenly cry.
And this is not, very far based on the Islamic teachings that وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ, that every creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
indeed.
In one way or another.
Indeed.
The next point mentioned in the narrations is that, as I mentioned, the heavenly call is not specific to one group of people. And this was the question of Zurara, who asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and the Imam says that it is inclusive. All the people will hear it. Every nation, every people will hear the voice in their own language. It's not necessarily through the technology that we are familiar with. It can be through a miracle that this is a heavenly call, that every person, every nation hears that call with his or her own language.
Right.
The narration is quoted in Kamaluddin, Volume 2, page 556.
All right, thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for that information, and we'll inshallah discuss more with you in the upcoming sessions. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio. Herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
This is Back to Reality.
Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite, Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. So, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like